Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In dating, unfortunately, people sometimes resort to manipulative practices in order to gain the upper hand in dating and relationships. So this episode is geared towards one particular tactic, or we'll cover one particular tactic, which is called nagging. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to send a shout out to Sonya Unapologetic. She is a YouTuber and a friend of mine. The other day we were talking about just dating in general, and she brought up the topic of nagging, which I had never heard of before. And as we talked about and she educated me, it made me want to do an episode so that there is awareness out there for those people who may not be familiar with it or may not be aware. If you have the time, check her out though. She doesn't necessarily talk specifically about relationships on her YouTube channel. If one comes up and what's going on in pop culture or in everyday life, she will. But for the most part, she talks about anything and everything that is of interest to us, chocolate people under the sun. So check out her YouTube channel. Her name is Sonya Unapologetic. She is a near and dear friend of mine. Now, you may have encountered nagging without knowing of it, and some of you that are listening may know what it is. So I thank you for hanging in there with me as I unpack and share this with everyone. This episode, I'm going to share with you an experience of mine that I encountered, a nagging experience that I encountered. I'm going to talk about the origins, of course. I'm going to explain the impact and, of course, break down what nagging is, which I'll start there. As far as nagging is concerned, it is a tactic that people use in order to insult you, insult the person, their person of interest. And now you may say, why would a person do that? There's people out there that do it, and they have a pretty good reason why to do it. And in some cases, it is effective, according to pickup artists. Now, nagging is a social interaction strategy where someone gives compliments that are actually veiled as insults or backhanded compliments. And sometimes they're just flat out insults, guised as just honest conversation. It is a tactic, though. It is important for you to understand that nagging is a tactic used to undermine a person's self-esteem. Before we get into the overall why of it, I want to talk about its origins and popularity. So nagging roots can be tracked back to pickup artists. The pickup artist community. Now, the pickup artist community is a sort of a subculture of people who were seeking to develop techniques and strategies to attract romantic or sexual partners. In the early 2000s, pickup artists began to popularize the concept of nagging as a tactic for gaining the upper hand in social interactions, especially dating, and of course, PUAs to pick up women and men. As far as the idea behind nagging, they felt that if you subtly undermine a person's confidence or self-esteem, kind of like knock them off of balance and make them feel less about themselves, they will be more open to advances. Now, these artists claimed that by nagging, they could kind of like balance the playing field, making their target more eager to seek approval from the person that's nagging them. Just to give you an example of nagging. Say, for instance, you meet someone, let's say on a dating app, and you guys meet in person. They may make a comment about how pretty you are. And that, this is just an example I'm using. A guy tells a woman how pretty that they are. They didn't expect for her to look as good based upon her pictures. Or making a comment of how great a person or how smart a person is after having conversation with them and saying that they are pleasantly surprised that they are as smart as they are, that the person is as smart as they are, as if they anticipated less. A lot of times people use these tactics and techniques without even knowing that there's a term associated with it. But understand, regardless if they know exactly the term that is used to describe this type of behavior, it still does not excuse them from using from using this tactic in a malicious way. There's no excuse for it. Now, as promised, I told you I would share with you an experience that I encountered. Now, luckily, I can't recall any experience that I've encountered nagging with a guy that I was dating or a guy that I was in a relationship with. But I do recall a situation that I experienced with a good guy friend of mine who many thought liked me, but he never approached me in this manner. And I wasn't available at the time. I had a friend who owned a popular night spot in Dallas. And occasionally I would frequent just to show support. The place was on and popping. It really was. And I remember going to one of his events. It was a weekly event that he did in the middle of the week. And so just to show support, I rallied a couple of my friends and we went. After the event, or in the intercession of the event, it's still dark. He comes over to the table. I then am ready to, you know, say, hey, good job, extend a hug, because, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while. And instead of embracing, the first thing he says when I stand up, mind you, I have on these big flowing pants. He says, oh, D, what happened to your feet? Just like that. He said it like a diva. It kind of threw me off. I was like, boy, give me a hug. And that was it. Later on, I was talking to my friend and she was like, what is that about? For one, it's dark. He couldn't have seen my feet. Number two, my feet are freaking sexy. I mean, my foot game is nice. So what is he talking about? And then number three, when my friend was like, what is he talking about? I remembered having to lift up my pants for you to even see my feet, if that makes any sense. And so I just threw it off as him joking, but I didn't care for it. The night was over. We ended up, you know, leaving that night. And then the next time I saw him, which would be the last time I was to see him, was probably about 4 to 5 months later. He wanted to be a sponsor for a in-person event I was having for a date in Wild Black. Yes, we have in-person events. And he wanted to be a sponsor. He wanted to check out the restaurant, which was the venue we were having the event in. So we went to the restaurant and we end up, he looks at the venue, I believe we looked at the venue, but I know at some point we ended up at the bar and ordering food. As I'm ordering a drink, I get carded. He immediately feels the need to let me know that he's surprised I got carded. Now, mind you, that's not the nagging part, right? He's like, I'm surprised you got carded. I was too. Because at that time, I'm 34. I'm like, why did I get carded? But I'll take it. And I remember him just being perplexed. Now, mind you, what I didn't share with you, or maybe I did, he's 12 to 13 years older than I am. And of course he got carded. So he's about 45, 46. And during the night, I'm thinking everything's good. And I get up, I go to the restroom, I come back. And he makes a comment about my weight, like, wow, you put on a lot of pounds. And 4 months, I had not put on any weight. And mind you, at that stage of my life, I was looking to gain weight. So any weight gain would have been a plus for me and a compliment. Seeing that that didn't shake my confidence, he then said, I'm surprised you got carded. I could have swore he was way older than me. So you're 13 years older than I am. You're 45, 46. So you mean to think that you wanted to say that I look like I was 50 and I just got carded? See, that was an attack on my appearance. Three different insults. My feet, my weight, and my look. Luckily, my confidence was not shaken, but it was disheartening and disappointing. Needless to say, that was the last time we talked. I don't have people in my life or in my circle that feels the need to break me down. I can only imagine how it may feel for a person that is out there dating, ready to meet somebody, might have just got out of a relationship, good or bad, that's actually out there genuinely looking for genuine people to encounter this type of treatment. It's disheartening. The thing about nagging is that a lot of time it comes out of the blue. It's unexpected. What it does is it has an impact on the individual in many ways. It is designed to create insecurity or self-doubt, which can lead a person to question their worth, their desirability. Also, it can have a long-term emotional impact. Even if the recipient of nagging ends the interaction or relationship, that person can still carry scars because of that interaction. Say, for instance, I was insecure about my weight, even though that was the last time we talked. That in itself could have triggered something within me. The other thing is that this type of behavior contributes to toxic dynamics. When a person consistently undermines another person's self-esteem, it can lead to an unhealthy power imbalance and emotional manipulation. And when you have people that are doing that, they are seeking power and they're out there destroying people's esteem and feelings. A lot of times people have negative ideas and feelings about the dating pool because they are running into and encountering people who are just unkind. The best thing to do is, if you've encountered this, number one, understand there's a term that comes with it. It's called negging. Number two, understand it has nothing to do with you. That's one of the most freeing things that I can say. Negging has nothing to do with you as the person. It's just a tactic people use to control somebody who they feel has a good sense of self-esteem that they may feel is unattainable. Okay? And then number three, seek support. Seek help. If you have found that it has triggered some type of emotion or some type of issue as it relates to your self-esteem, make sure that you seek support. It's clear that, in conclusion, that negging is far from harmless, and it's behavior that can erode a person and contribute to unhealthy relationships. There are people out here who didn't know what negging was, thought it was just, you know, the way that person is. At least they're honest, right? It's a lot of stuff that falls under the "at least they're honest" category that's not healthy for you or healthy interaction. And they move on and they proceed to continue to communicate with these people to end up sometimes even in relationships that usually are unhealthy and toxic. If you are dating someone or dealing with someone who is always doing things that erode your self-esteem, you might want to reconsider the friendship or the relationship and cut ties. Because true friends and people that are genuinely interested in you, that are healthy, they don't do this. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.